So all of the sports ramifications aside, what it would mean for the Lions if Terrion Arnold isn't available to play this year, on the legal side, there are some real problems here for Terrion Arnold because, you know, these counts that he is charged with, four counts of armed robbery, four counts of kidnapping, if he's convicted on these charges stemming from this incident back in February, he could be facing life in prison.
That's true.
After all of this. And really, for what? $100,000 cash, an $80,000 necklace, and some designer handbags that he says was stolen from him. Mm-hmm. And this was a retaliation, essentially, to try to get these things back. Let's break it down with Todd Flood of Flood Law. And, of course, his show here on WJR, Behind the Bench, airs every third Wednesday at 7 o'clock. Todd, good morning. It's good to have you back.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Of course. What do you make of this Terrion Arnold case? He maintains that he had nothing to do with it, that that he is innocent of all of these charges. But at the same time, there seems to be some evidence pointing to the fact that there are text messages, there are these co-conspirators who are pointing to him being the linchpin of all of this. What do you make of it?
Well, the defense kind of put out their defense. You can't believe these guys. They don't have morals. They have rules. What's in it for me? So they're all, apparently to the defense, prior felons that are lying for whatever they want to lie for. That's what the defense is. You can't trust the people that are talking. The prosecution, the government, you kind of hit the nail on the head here. He's facing some serious consequences, even a mandatory minimum of 10 to 20 up to life. So what the key to the government is that you have a motive and you got a timeline, and then you put the icing on top of it. You have contemporaneous communications going on, allegedly from his cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
So you got a guy that Arnold reports he's got about $250,000 missing, what, on February 3rd? On February 4th, just hours after, the narrative basically is the retaliation, and they get three victims, and from alleged to have been involved in this stealing of his goods. So top that with the knowledge that he's talking about something, right? Because mm-hmm. he's got a group chat authenticating, basically saying, hey, listen, this is what we got to do. So I think it's you don't charge cases like this, guys. You don't charge cases like this one as a prosecutor. I'd always look at it from the standpoint, not probable cause. I'd look at it from the standpoint of charging something this serious. I want to be able to prove it beyond a reasonable doubt.
Right.
I act like I'm the prosecutor that's going to try the case, not the one that's just signing the warrant. So I want to leave my colleagues in a position where I'm not giving them a bad case. So, they have, I would imagine, quite a bit of evidence to go with.
Todd, the state attorney wants Arnold kept in jail until trial. There's a pretrial detention hearing this afternoon. What does the defense have to show to get him out on bond?
Great question, Floyd. So two things. And Florida has the same bond hearing that we have here in Michigan and the same standards. There's two things that the defense, since one of the few times defense has a burden, only two times they do in criminal law, but the burden for the defense is simply this. It has to show that he's not a threat to the community and that he's not a flight risk, right? We mm-hmm. have to be able to show that, he's going to have, a magnifying glass on him wherever he goes if he were let out on a bond, right? It would be a celebrity person, so he's not going to be able to basically, get out of the United States. He's going to have a passport issue. He's going to have, cameras following him everywhere. So we have to show that he's going to be able to return. They want to keep him because they say, hey, listen, this is a mandatory minimum, mandatory minimum charge, 10 years. And it's the second prong of this. It's a serious threat to our community. And he could be a flight risk. He could go to a country that doesn't have extradition. He could go to some place with private jets and the money he may have.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? So he might be a flight risk. That's one. Two, this is a serious, I mean, guns involved, you know, this is a serious crime. What's the threat to the community at large? If it was regular Joe, you know, six pack on the street, there's not going to be a bond given that's very light. We have a right to bond, but at the end of the day here, you know, he's alleged to have committed a felonious assault, a robbery, guns involved, kidnapping. Those are all really serious, and the penalty for which, and get this, the kidnapping and the armed robbery, they're consecutive sentences. So he would have one sentence of found guilty, complete that, and then he'd have to do the next one.
Mm.
So it's a serious charge. So getting out on bond, is he a flight risk? One. Two, is he a threat to the community? That's what the judge is going to look at. Defense is going to have to show that he's not a flight risk. We've had those cases before here in the city of Detroit where we've had high-profile people. We've shown, hey, judge, look, at you got a camera in the courtroom. You got five cameras outside waiting to see him. So everyone's going to be following this guy. He's not a flight risk. He's going to be like a magnifying glass. That's what I'd argue. Uh-huh. Two, you know, I'd argue, hey, listen, you know, the fact of the matter is that if he were to violate your bond, it would be a compelling reason, if ever found guilty, that you could have a substantial compelling reason to sentence him over the guidelines of that base minimum. So, you know, he'd have to be a cherub, that being an angel, right? So he'd have to be, an idiot to violate your bond, judge. You got a big stick over his head. That's what I'd argue as a defense attorney. As the prosecutor, I'd be arguing, are you out of your mind? He, you know, the likelihood of this guy's conviction is high. And two, we got the, you know, the fact that he's going to be going to prison because of this. So that's what I'd be arguing for this.
He doesn't have a past criminal history. Does that play here?
Absolutely. It does. You know, it doesn't have any kind of back record. He's been, you know, a good name in the community. He's got family and friends. He has close ties, things of those sorts. You know, you'd argue those things to show that he's an upstanding person, and you'd get character references and character letters and people that know him to attest, you know, in a bond motion. I would attach all those exhibits and letters to my bond motion to say, hey, listen, look at all these people. This is definitely not him. You got the wrong guy.
Yeah. Interesting stuff. Todd, we appreciate you hopping on with us this morning. Thank you. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, guys.
Yep, you got it. That's Todd Flood at the Flood Law, and make sure you listen every third Wednesday here on WJR, third Wednesday of the month, Behind the Bench with Todd Flood at 7 o'clock here on WJR. Great legal analysis. From
Absolutely, Todd. Because it's, you know, they want to hold him until trial, and the defense, they have an uphill battle to try to get the judge to go another way and give him a bond and let him out.
Mm-hmm.
If not, if he's in to the trial, all of the camp and all of that is out the window.
Lloyd, I don't know. I don't know how you roll around with $100,000 cash. I don't know how you roll around with an $80,000 necklace. I don't understand any of that.
No,
stuff.
I don't either. But
was it Chad Johnson? Chad Johnson said that none of his jewelry is real. It's all fake.
Uh-huh, right.
Because why are you rolling around with $100,000 on your neck?
I just don't.
It's crazy to me.
Well, I mean, look.
And if you're worth, you know, $14 million.
Look at Floyd Mayweather. He has a backpack where he has, like, stacks of $100 bills. He's counting them on the floor of the freaking basketball arena.
We're talking Taylor Swift and Oprah next. It's JR Morning.